Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your 6:30 headlines. A boat ramp and an airport hangar project will go out to bid again after the first bids came back over budget. A bidding period will begin in October for both recreational enhancement plans. The Tuscarawas River ramps located on State Route 416 and South Broadway will be partially funded through the city at a cost of around $144,000, and the remaining balance of about $971,000 will be through a Clean Ohio grant. For the 12-bay airplane hangar, the first bid process came in 10% over the engineer's estimate of about $500,000, but the new bids should be lower because Buckeye Career Center will be doing the grading. And the Yerricksville Fire Department responded early Tuesday morning to a head-on collision on U.S. Route 250. Crews were on scene at the intersection of Roxford Church Road and U.S. 250 for over an hour. Chief Edwards said one individual was transported to a local hospital with unknown injuries. Also on scene was the Ohio State Highway Patrol. For more headlines, be sure to visit us on Facebook or WTUZ.com.
Again, headlines brought to you by the Tuscarawas County Dairy Farmers, which I want to give another shout out to, because I don't think I mentioned this. On Friday, which was the longest day of my life, really, for the Big Z Sports Show, we had Jim Rao, one of the members of the Tuscarawas County Dairy Farmers. He came in not only to talk about the fair and the dairy sale, but most importantly, he brought myself and the crew chocolate milk that night, indeed. And let me tell you, it was a long night. That night, okay? On Friday for Big Z Sports. So we put the chocolate milk in the fridge and we all kind of forgot about it. He brought like six little individual chocolate milks. Not the little, you know, ones you get for lunch at the lunch line in school. I'm talking about the, I don't know if it was pint size or what.
Probably pint.
Yeah, it was a nice, decent size. But we kind of forgot about them throughout the night.
What?
So when we left, I go, OMG, there's chocolate milk. So I ended up taking both of mine home that night. And then the next morning I woke up a little parched after a long day from talking all day on the radio and everything else. I go, you know what? I'm going to crack open a little chocolate milk. And it was like heaven. So delicious. He also brought food that night for us too, a pork burger, shredded pork sandwiches.
Oh, yum.
I know, that's taking me back to the fair days. By the way, can I just say this real quick? I know that the fair, it came and it went. And I know that Saturday was the first official day of fall. But it seems like fall has smacked us right in the face. Like, literally, summer didn't even say bye-bye. It was just like, deuces, I'm out of here.
Bye.
Winter's right around the corner. Here's fall for right now.
Did you just say the W word?
I may have.
That word I'm not ready for. I will gladly embrace Christmas and
yeah, I know you will
all
miss
of that jazz, but winter.
2 days ago, Michelle sent out a group text with a meme of Macaulay Culkin. What was his name in the film?
Kevin McAllister
in Home Alone. Yes, of course. Something about 3 months to the day until Christmas Eve or whatever it was.
I'm so excited about it.
I know. Now, listen, I love the fall. Fall is my favorite time of year.
Right.
When I was away in Texas, it's one of the things about the state of Ohio I miss the most, because I was so deep in South Texas, there were no seasons.
Mm.
It was hot, and then if it wasn't hot in the summertime, 90-plus degrees. It was warm, 80-plus degrees. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
It's just the way it was. But I miss the fall time. I love the fall.
Right. Pretty weather.
Exactly. But it kind of just crept up, at least for me, crept up on me and out of nowhere.
I'm gladly
smacked
embracing it.
Smacked me right in the face.
Not ready for the W word.
You're not even speaking that word.
No.
You know, it was funny. Yesterday, we had those couple delays for Indian Valley and New Cumberstown due to power being out.
Right.
And immediately, I started thinking about, oh, man, winter
months. Don't say the S word. Don't say the S word. The four-letter S word.
What about the F word? Flurries, that one right there.
I'm not ready for the white flakes.
By the way, Jackie Porter on the text line, you're dead to me right now. She says, good morning, Eric and Michelle from Panama City Beach.
Oh.
Some beach.
That is beautiful. Life.
You see the picture there?
Yeah, that's so pretty.
The water looks a little... I mean, listen, I know it's... Is Panama City the Atlantic side?
I think it's a... Yes. Yes.
Should probably double check on that.
But
the water, from all the, I mean, tropical disturbances and hurricanes. Hurricanes, yeah. It looks, just looks a little, no, I don't want to say dirty, but I've seen clearer water. But still.
Oh, it's on the Gulf.
Is it?
Wow, I would have never thought, because usually isn't the Gulf really nice? I don't know. It's kind of, it's in between Tallahassee and Mobile, Alabama. I, for some reason, I thought it was at the very tip. I was wrong. Interesting.
Hey, how was your night last night? All right.
Well, I started to watch This Is Us, and then I fell asleep. So don't tell me what happened if you watched it.
No, I didn't. Really, I don't care. I don't care what you did. It was just me to sort of transition.
Oh.
I'm sure your night. I'm sure your night was better than Bill Cosby's night. Oh, wait, is that too soon?
Yeah, I have, like, mixed feelings about it.
Spent his first night in prison last night, did Bill Cosby. Sentenced to 3 to 10 years behind bars.
Oof.
Led away in handcuffs yesterday. That was... Listen, I know what he did.
Yeah.
But still, anytime you see a celebrity or someone in the public eye being walked away like that...
Yeah.
It was just kind of crazy.
The only thing that, I mean, I'm not taking away from what he did. What he did was completely despicable. But he just looked so old. And did you see his mugshot? Obviously, I think he knows that what he did was wrong, but he didn't even look in the camera.
Yeah, he appeared sort of, I don't know, downcast, if you will, maybe. I mean, his eyes really didn't even meet the camera in his mugshot, which was released by authorities. Legally blind, uses a cane. He, right there after the verdict, removed his watch, his tie, his jacket, walked out in just a white t-shirt and his red suspenders with his handcuffs right in front of him.
And I know you shouldn't, because he shouldn't receive special treatment because he is a celebrity. I totally get that. But his age, like, I don't know, it's so old.
Well, that's what his defense team tried to argue. They said, hey, can we just maybe put this guy on house arrest, home confinement?
Yes, said I don't know if that's right either.
They said he's too old and vulnerable to go to prison. He's going to serve 3 years no matter what.
Yeah.
I mean, I say that now, but...
I don't think he's going to make it.
You think they're going to make it that long?
No. Look at him. Did you see how old
he's rough, yeah. Which, I mean, is sad. I mean, the whole situation is just sad.
Oh, so sad.
But
you just would never believe that he would do those things, but he did. And it's just like, oh my gosh.
First celebrity of the Me Too era to be sent to prison. More to follow, I'm sure. Harvey Weinstein, I don't know. That's probably going to take a while.
Yeah, when does that start?
I think there's already been some pretrial stuff some stuff like that. Because I've seen him in a courtroom before.
Now, he's creepy to me. Doesn't he just give you the creeps?
Just look at that dude. And his wife was beautiful. I mean, that just shows you right there what money can do for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not saying all women are like that.
No, but I mean, I'm saying sure it helps.
I ain't saying she a gold digger.
But, I mean, look at Hugh Hefner. I mean, he was, what, in his 80s, and he had these beautiful women. He had a beautiful wife. She was, like, in her 30s. You can't tell me that money did not help with that situation. I can't see him being a middle-class citizen and she is just, you know, marrying him and for all that. I don't know.
Cosby must serve a minimum of 3 years before becoming eligible for parole. So it makes it seem like no matter what, he's staying in there 3 years, like you said, if he makes it that long.
So that means he would be 84.
84, yeah. Or depending, you know, when his 82nd birthday is, who really, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, 80, I mean, 84. He's going to be about 70 miles southeast of Pittsburgh. Laurel Highlands is the prison. I guess it's a state prison for lower-risk inmates on the complete other side of the state from what he's used to. The mountains of PA.
Jeez. And his attorney, so I watched a little bit of the press conference afterwards, and one of his attorneys came up and said, this is the most racist verdict ever.
Of course he would say that. I mean,
oh my gosh, this is so intense.
What do you want him to say?
I'm just like, oh my gosh.
Of course, as all these allegations mounted, it all started back in late 2014. That's how long this took. He wasn't even 80 yet when all the allegations started coming out.
Yeah.
But as everything mounted, of course, the Cosby Show reruns taken off the air. One college after another stripped him of his honorary degrees, including Temple, right, which is his alma mater. Yeah. Didn't they strip him basically?
I think a lot of people got rid of his name if they were associated with him.
Yeah.
What was Jell-O? He did Jell-O commercials.
Yeah, well, listen, the Jell-O in jail is not used to the Jell-O that he's used to, Michelle. It's not Jell-O brand, if you will. J-E-L-L. No. Sorry.
Ugh.
Too soon. Now, his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, that won't be removed. That'll stay. Apparently, the Chamber of Commerce there in Hollywood says the stars are only to commemorate the recipient's professional accomplishments. Despite his star being vandalized a few times since the allegations came about, they said it'll stay right there.
Ooh.
And they haven't removed Donald Trump's star yet, even though everybody keeps going after it with sledgehammers and pickaxes and everything else.
Yeah. Ugh. All of blah, blah, blah. Just gross.
what was that? That
blah, 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 blah. Right. Gross.
Hey, I don't know what you have planned for your 50th birthday 70 years from, or I'm 17, excuse me, 17 years from now. Mine, 18 years from now. But maybe we can do something like Will Smith did yesterday. He went bungee jumping.
No, thank you.
From a helicopter near the Grand Canyon.
Definitely not.
All not for a movie, just for the heck of it, to celebrate his 50th anniversary.
I think I'm okay.
Cameras are there, captured it all for some live stream event on YouTube, which, of course, you can see Will Smith dangling. He said it's pure terror, right, when he jumped, then as he's dangling there and went to absolute bliss, the view he had and everything else. Dude did it from a helicopter. I mean, that just that alone, jumping from a helicopter. I know you're attached and everything, but jumping from anything up above the sky like that.
Yeah, no, thank you. I have a friend who, their daughter, the day that she turned 18, she went bungee jumping, but she didn't tell her parents. And all she did was, after she was done, she texted them a video of her jumping out of the plane. Like, if that was my mom, she would literally have a heart attack.
Well, you're 18. You can do what you want.
Oh, my gosh.
You want to go bungee jumping? Sure, go ahead.
Here, Mom, look what I just did. What?
Happy birthday to me.
Crazy.
One of his co-stars from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Carlton, a.k.a. Alfonso Ribeiro, was there interviewing Will Smith before and then after the jump. So there you go. You know, as he was plummeting from the helicopter, apparently he was screaming, Uncle Phil! As all the way down
gosh.
As he was bungeeing.
You do that too much.
I do that pretty well, I think.
Personal opinion.
All righty. Hey, Michelle, we'll talk to you later. You have news at the top about 15 minutes from now. Right now, your local forecast and then your Big Z Sports Minute. News and info about the Extra Point Show tonight from the Big Z Sports crew. Thanks again to ComDoc for sponsoring your morning headlines this hour. You're a fan of Dunkin' Donuts, aren't you?
Yes.
They're getting rid of the donuts. Did you hear?
I did.
At least just from their name, not actually from the store. They're still going to sell donuts, but they're going to be known now simply as Dunkin'. Officially getting rid of the donuts out of their name, which now coffee and other drinks makes up more than half of their sales, 60% to be precise. So they're not even really, at this point, known for donuts anymore.
I prefer them over Starbucks, to be honest.
Their coffee drinks?
Mm-hmm.
And now, listen, even Starbucks will serve those hot sandwiches now, right? They have all kinds of things. Cake pops, which are a huge favorite here in the office. But I'm not too big on Dunkin' Donuts, to be honest with you. Besides the donuts, they do the breakfast sandwiches. Do they do anything else special other than that?
Well, the one that we lived by had a Baskin-Robbins attached to it, so that was pretty cool. I don't know. Chad and I always, we live near, there was a Starbucks and a Dunkin' Donuts that were right beside each other near where we used to live, and we went to Dunkin' Donuts quite often, more than we would ever go to Starbucks. I don't know. Their drinks are good. Their food is good. I don't know.
There is one close to my home, right next to the head shop. On Cleveland Avenue there in downtown Canton. And also there's a brand new Starbucks, which they built literally a few doors down from that Dunkin' Donuts, which now I'll just have to, I guess, call Dunkin'. Name changes galore. Weight Watchers yesterday, Dunkin' Donuts today.
I think, I mean, how often when you say Dunkin', do you say Dunkin' Donuts when you refer to it? I think I usually
I just say let's Dunkin'. Go to Double D's. Who wants to go to Double D's, everybody? No, that's not what I call it. I don't go there enough to call it anything.
Oh.
I've maybe been there once in the past year, twice in the past year, maybe.
Is there one in Tuscarawas County?
I don't think so.
Oh, what a bummer.
There is no Dunkin' in T County.
I think the closest one would be the one near the Strip. Yeah?
Well, there's one, like I said, close to my house on Cleveland Ave. That may be technically like a mile or two closer than...
What a bummer.
The Strip. But America, remember 2006, they released their new motto, America Runs on Dunkin'.
Yes,
so they've been kind of trending towards this for more than a decade. January is when the name will officially be changed over.
Hmm.
So I'm sure we're going to see new signs, right? I'm trying to think in my head, does it even say Dunkin' Donuts? Like the newer, does it say donuts on the sign? Like your cup the other day you had, did it say Dunkin' Donuts on it?
Yeah, I'm looking at it. I'm looking at the website right now. It's orange Dunkin', pink donuts. And then they have that coffee cup that's tilted to the side with a DD on it.
Listen, so I told you the double D. Are they just going to put one D?
I know. Are they just going to put one D? I don't know.
That's the question everybody wants to know. How many D's will Dunkin' go with? By the way, did you know that Dunkin' Donuts, a.k.a. now Dunkin', based in Canton? That's Massachusetts, not Canton, Ohio. Thought I'd throw that out there. IHOP, remember earlier this year?
Oh, yes.
Faced some backlash when they changed their name to IHOP.
Yeah, that was weird.
To remind everybody that they served burgers as well as pancakes. That didn't go over so well.
Yeah. That's just such a weird... I don't know. Who was the marketing master behind that one?
International House of Burgers. I for sure thought they were going to go with brunch. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
When they changed that name. I mean, what else could it have been? I thought brunch. There was maybe another good one. Oh, breakfast. International House of Breakfast was the other one.
That's what I thought was breakfast, I think. Brunch. Yeah, that was a good one.
The most important meal of the day.
Burgers is weird. I mean, when you think of a burger, do you think of IHOP?
No, that's not the first thing that comes to mind.
Neither, it's a little strange.
When I think of burgers. Hey, you know what? Since we're on the subject of burgers, why not? Got a cow story for you. A cow attack. No. A cow attacked a woman and a police officer. How about this? Just miles from where Will Smith was bungee jumping yesterday for his 50th birthday.
Oh.
Who knows if they had to take some of the sheriff's deputies away from that bungee jump for this cow attack. I really don't know. But a sheriff's deputy had to use a stun gun not only once, but he had to use it twice on this large cow that was stepping on him in a field. Sheriff's office responded to a call. A woman said she was being pinned down by the cow. Luckily, she was able to get her phone out of her pocket. So the deputy showed up, used his stun gun to get the cow off the woman. Then that animal then charged at the officer. Can't do that. That's when the stun gun was then busted out. The cow then wandered off. No word on what happened with that cow. Still wandering around out there, haunting individuals.
Haunting.
Charging at them.
Haunting.
I told you my famous cow story, right? About the tire swing, me being pushed into a cow. Have I told you about this? Did I tell you the story?
No.
My father, I'll be quick about
wow.
it. My father and
it
my
starts
great...
starts out with a parent. That yes. makes me really...
Well, it's my dad, if you ever met my dad.
Oh.
But no, it started with my dad, my grandpa. They're out pushing me on the tire swing. A young Eric McElroy, okay? 5, 6 years old. Higher, Dad! Higher!
Oh, my gosh.
Right? Push me higher! And there's a cow, right, on my grandpa's farm that's just wandering around. Now, cows just don't jump out of nowhere, right? Like, hey, nobody in the history of mankind has ever said, hey, oh, my God, that cow came out of nowhere. My dad ended up pushing me into the cow, right into the belly of the beast.
Oh my gosh, that's so mean.
Not on purpose.
Oh, but did the cow come out of nowhere?
I think my dad said, well, that cow came out of nowhere. No, Dad, cows don't come out of nowhere.
But you were young enough to believe it.
But still young enough to remember. I'll remember that, Dad, when you need your diaper changed, that kind of thing.
Ouch.
I'll be like, oh.
That's mean.
A dirty diaper's come out of nowhere, I guess.
Oh, that's mean.
I'm just kidding.
Oh.
Hey, you ever get into that Making a Murderer documentary on Netflix?
Oh my gosh, I saw this yesterday.
The second one's coming.
I'm so excited.
Next month. We're less than 3 weeks from it. October the 19th. The sequel to the popular Making a Murderer doc, which is, of course, that series about a Wisconsin murder case. It's coming back next month. Really, it's the story about Stephen Avery, right? Mm-hmm. And what was his nephew? Brandon or something?
Brendan, you're right, yeah.
Brendan Dassey. They were convicted of a murder back in 2005, if you're not up to snub and familiar with the documentary. Now, they both were convicted, put in prison. Now, this Dassey kid, I mean, it's sad, but he's not all right mentally.
Right.
And then he's the one who confessed and did this, and after being interviewed and interrogated for hours upon hours upon hours. Watch the documentary. It's
riveting.
Really great.
Yeah.
But anyways, the 10-episode sequel, Making a Murderer Part 2, it's going to follow their appeals. So, now listen, it's probably not going to be as drama-filled as the original,
right.
But still, it's gonna get some eyeballs just because the original was so popular.
Yeah. That was such a... Did you watch it when it first came out?
Yeah,
oh yeah. I remember Chad and I started it at like 5 o'clock one night. We were up to like 4 in the morning.
Couldn't stop.
You can't. It was just so unbelievable, kind of. You know what I mean? I don't know. It was so good. I'm really excited about it.
Slow your roll.
I know.
One. First, you got all excited about just one singular D within now Dunkin'. No longer Dunkin' Donuts. No,
can we start a petition to get Dunkin' down in T County?
I want to start a petition to get, because here's what I want. I want Stranger Things, like right now. When is season 3 coming?
You sound like Chad.
All this Making a Murderer stuff. Listen, and I know it comes around Halloween time. But Stranger Things is my jam right there on Netflix. And that's got to be right around the corner, too.
You know, I put out a poll the other day on my Instagram because I need a new Netflix show to watch. And Stranger Things was the number one thing that everyone told me to watch. I don't want to watch it.
You're not into sci-fi and...
No, give me something
kind of
good.
Scary stuff?
Like, yeah, no, I'm not into all the... I mean, you know I don't like scary things. And it just said, the title is Stranger Things. I mean, that can't be like roses and love and romance. I need something good.
Should be right up your alley, Stranger Things.
I need
Chadley's into it, though.
Oh, my gosh.
So maybe we can have a little, you know.
He's like, come on, just try it. I'll watch it with you.
We'll pop some popcorn.
Mm-mm, not watching it.
Open up a couple pops and Stranger Things it up.
Yeah, I need something better than that. I just got done watching a Netflix show called Cable Girls. I told you about that one, right?
If you need something to... Because we did this about 6 months ago. I think right around the time you started. But we asked folks, what are you watching right now? What are you streaming? What are you into right now? And it really... That then spawned me to say, you know what? I'm going to check this out. And I'm going to check this out.
Yeah, I'm going to need to do that again.
We need to do that again? Mm-hmm. Maybe this Friday we'll do that as our poll question.
I need a new Netflix show.
Mm-hmm.
Or a good movie. Is there a good movie out that I'm missing? Maybe. I don't know.
Well, there's a bunch you haven't seen, right?
Oh, my gosh. I am, like, so sheltered when it comes to movies. I haven't seen a lot of movies.
You see? And then you blasted me last week for not watching sitcoms from the 60s and 70s.
But those are like classics.
But yeah, there's some movies. Have you seen Forrest Gump?
Oh my gosh, please.
Name a movie that you have not seen. Like a popular movie that would blow us away that you haven't seen.
People always give me a hard time because I haven't seen any like Star Wars, Star Trek, or any of those like 16 Candles, those 80s classics.
See, that's not
I've never seen any of those. But anything from like the from like the 90s on, I have pretty much all the classics I've seen, I think, I hope.
All the classics, like How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, right?
Yes.
Something About You or Mary or whatever the
yes.
hell.
Those are classics, right?
Right on, sure.
I've seen every Disney movie. Does that count?
Absolutely not. And we'll stop right there.
Darn it.
Yeah. Hey, coming up later on this morning, of course, we just handed out some roses. By the way, I should probably say congrats to, it was Sue Niger. Sue, congrats, you won a dozen roses. Shauna Berkey will hand out more roses later with our Clayland Lions Rose Day giveaway. They're selling their roses this weekend. Of course, get out there, buy them, and support the Clayland Lions Club. You still have a chance to win $25 to Bell Stores Marathon later. No thoughts?
Oh, I mean, I'm just kind of whatever.
What is your deal? What is your problem?
I don't like space news. I'm just not into it.
No, I mean the past 2 days.
I don't have a problem.
You need to have a talk with Chadley.
Maybe you just shouldn't be so rude. Maybe that's the problem.
How was I rude?
We can pull a few sound bites here and there from the past couple days, weeks, months, whatever you want to say.
Wow. Listen, you knew what you were getting into. It's just my mantra.
Right? Being a jerk?
Kind of.
Oh, okay.
If that's what you call it. Regardless, I do have space news, though. And listen, that Mars rover has not been seen or heard of since that dust storm on Mars. Until yesterday. Have no fear. Opportunity has been spotted. Still not able to transport any information back here to planet Earth. There was this huge dust storm that rolled through Mars back in June. It's now over. They were kind of afraid that that 15-year-old Mars rover may not have survived. But it is there. Solar panels still intact. So they're going to see if they can somehow get it still to do its job.
Oh.
After that Mars dust storm. So
wow.
We'll see. Opportunity still awaits the Mars rover named Opportunity. So there you go.
It's literally named Opportunity?
That's its name.
Oh, interesting.
Giving all of us an opportunity, maybe one day, to go to the red planet.
Oh.
That's in the future, though. 2030s is when that'll go down.
You going to try and sign up?
I don't know. I like it here on planet Earth just fine. I don't even do well on flights to Florida, let alone flights to outer space. Hey, Instagram's co-founders, they quit. You see this?
No.
Said they can't deal with Zuckerberg anymore. They're back and forth, growing tension with Facebook CEO Mark Krieger, and then Kevin Systrom, the founders of Instagram that... Then they sold to Facebook back in 2012 for $1 billion, but they still had a lot of say-so as to how the app and company would still be organized and everything else and what would be put out there for all of us to use. But now it's really unclear. The fate of Instagram after they now quit. I don't know if there was a buy. I'm sure that would be a buyout, right?
I thought Facebook owned Instagram.
They do, yes, but those two who founded it still had kind of a say-so. But yeah,
ew.
Facebook, see, Mark Zuckerberg still had... ultimate control, was still getting the dollars from Instagram.
I don't think it's going to go anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, how could it, right?
No, I think they'll be just fine.
But those two who founded it, no longer a part of it. But you still, have no fear. You'll still be able to see things like Michelle's chili on her Instagram story, which was up there yesterday. Just
right.
A good old plop of sour cream. And that was some finely shredded cheddar cheese you had in there, too. Looked like big pieces of cheddar cheese. Not the thinly shredded kind.
Right.
The bigger kind.
I don't know. I got it at Aldi's.
Look at you, Aldi's. Bargain shopper.
Right.
Gotta love those bargain shoppers.
Right.
Not only if you want to see Michelle's chili on Instagram, you can follow us, WTUZ, on Instagram. That will not change.
No.
Hey, when's the first time you ever drove a car? I mean, I'm not talking about legally. Just first time ever.
That's a funny story, actually. It was in my church parking lot.
I'd love to hear about
13.
It.
I ran into 3 parked cars.
Wow. All right. Was there an adult with you in the vehicle?
Nope.
No. Was there then a police escort somewhere? Were there authorities called? Okay, no, listen. What exactly happened?
I don't remember the details. I just remember I told my mom I was going to go move the car, and I moved it, and I hit a couple parked cars. And then she wanted to know why. I don't know. And then I lied to her and told her that I didn't move the car.
So wait, why did you get in the car? Just because you wanted to drive?
Yeah, probably.
Just simply, you were just like, hey, I just wanted to. Is there somebody over there with you?
Jared. By the window. Just peeped up. So creepy. Anyways, but that was the first time. Then I lied to my mom saying I didn't move the car because there was a huge dent in the side of the van. Yeah.
No, mom, it wasn't me.
Right. So anyways,
So you lied to your mom at church. Let me get this right.
I was afraid I'd get in trouble.
Well, you're definitely in trouble, not only with your mom, but the man upstairs, too.
Right.
This little kid has you beat. He started driving at 12 just the other day. But the problem is he stole a police cruiser when he did just that. All right. His father called the police. They were having a little argument. This 12-year-old, he has some mental and psychological issues, according to this story that I am reading. 12-year-old locked himself in his dad's car. And father said, all right, I got to call police here. I can't get him out of the car. So police arrive. While they're talking to the father, the child gets out. Mind you, 12 years old, hops in a police SUV, and then takes off just like that.
What an idiot.
12 years old.
Idiot.
Now, he only got about a mile. Then he was boxed in by a couple of other police cruisers. But still, he has one heck of a story to tell. All at the age of 12. How do you even reach the pedals at 12 years old?
I don't know how I did either.
You know what? I mean, right now, I don't know how you reach the pedals in a motor vehicle.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
About 5'2". I'm sorry. Was I being a jerk right there?
No, I'm actually not 5'2". I'm only 5 foot.
Only 5 foot.
Chad and I measured myself the other day, actually, to be honest.
Oh, do you put notches on the wall for when you grow and everything?
No. We got a play mat for the baby, and it said that it was 5 feet. Wide, and I said, I wonder if I'm the same height. So when I got down, I laid on it, and lo and behold.
And behold.
Yep.
All right.
Random.
Well, the fun facts about Michelle today, not only about her driving skills, but of course, her maturation and her growth as well. Okay. We'll see you later, Michelle. You're a kind of country all the time and online, WTUZ.com. Jordan Davis, take it from me. Babbling Brook joining us on a rainy hump day.
That's right.
Over this rain, Brooke.
Rain, go away.
Yes.
Come back. Well, maybe not. No, don't come back another day. I mean, I guess the grass and stuff need it, but...
Not my grass.
Come back
another I don't know when
week.
I'm going to be able to cut... my grass, to be honest with you.
No kidding. It's going to keep raining and stuff. Gosh.
I'll wait till spring.
Lawn is going to be so long. Yeah. Ours is already looking.
Wait, you're
bad.
Trying to move, but yeah. But you still need to keep it nice. You need
no.
that. You need that curb appeal.
We still have a lot of work to do, so I don't know. Let's just wait, I guess. Maybe this weekend it won't rain. We can mow. I don't know. That's up to Kyle. Kyle does the yard work.
Oh, yeah?
In the house, yeah.
I
take care of mostly the inside stuff.
I could have swore you were out there weed-eating, pushing around a lawnmower. And
I will if I have
weeds.
To. But if he's there to do it, he does it.
All right.
He likes to do that stuff.
What you like to do, though, is Z News as well.
Not only
inside work, but...
Favorite part of the day.
All right.
All right.
Liar.
In this day in history, 1957, the musical play West Side Story opened on Broadway. In 1960, the first ever debate between presidential nominees took place as John F. Kennedy and Richard M. Nixon faced off before a national TV audience from Chicago. 1964, Gilligan's Island premiered on CBS. And then in 1969, The Brady Bunch premiered on ABC.
Huh.
1990, the Motion Picture Association of America announced the creation of the NC-17 rating, replacing the X rating for films with mature subject matter. And then
Love how you put that, yeah.
In 1991, four men and four women began a two-year stay inside a sealed-off structure.
In the biodome or something.
In the biosphere, too.
Biosphere, sorry.
Yes, and then they emerged from it on this date in 1993.
Thought they were in the biodome with Pauly Shore and whoever the heck else that was. Was that Brandon Fraser or somebody? Or was that who that was?
That was Encino Man. Right, I don't know about the other
one. Go ahead. I'm going to look a biodome cast.
Holidays for today, it's Fitness Day. It's also National Better Breakfast Day. And along with that, National Pancake Day.
That was Stephen Baldwin.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, in Biodome.
Oh, my gosh.
My bad.
It's a Love Note Day. Do you remember doing... you probably didn't do that stuff in school.
Love Notes?
Did you?
Oh, yeah. Pass notes?
Because, I mean, we didn't have cell phones.
Yeah, pass notes
then.
All day.
Yeah.
The worst is when the teacher would get a hold of it, and then you're like, dang.
I used to have a shoebox full of notes. Not all of them were love notes. A lot of times we would just pass notes to friends. Just say, hey, what do you want to do tonight? Or what do you want to do this weekend? Things like that.
I'd always sign mine, love always and forever.
XOXO.
Oh.
Oh, memories. And then it's also Shamu the Whale Day. On TV today, Kelsey Ballerini and the Chainsmokers will be on the Ellen DeGeneres Show. Survivor Appearances Are Deceiving is on at 8. Modern Family's on at 9. Big Brother's on at 9:30. It's the season 20 finale. So, of course, there will be a winner announced.
I wonder if it's the finale for Julie Chen on Big Brother, too. So.
I don't know. American Horror Stories on at 10. South Park is also on at 10. And Shaquille O'Neal will be on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
Hey, Jimmy, how's it going? I'm Shaquille O'Neal. happy to be here.
Kevin Hart and Kristen Bell will be on Late Night with Seth Meyers. In country news, Loretta Lynn, she's been given a pretty good award. She's going to be named the recipient of the CMT Artist of a Lifetime Award at the all-female CMT Artists of the Year event.
Yeah, that'll be next month when she gets that award.
October 17th. Some of the other artists that are going to be honored are Carrie Underwood, Miranda Lambert, Kelsey Ballerini, Maren Morris. There's a ton of them.
And yeah, remember, that's like you said, the first time ever, the all-female CMT Artist of the Year special. So
that's right. And speaking of Kelsey Ballerini, she's dusting off her 2017 sophomore album, Unapologetically.
What was that again?
You know what? The first time I said it, it was so good. Now I can't. I get tongue-tied. Unapologetically. There we go.
Don't apologize. Be unapologetic.
Well, anyways, it's up for a re-release. A deluxe version of the album will be available on October 26th and offer 4 new songs.
Hold on. Kelsey Ballerini, Unapologetically. Yeah, that could be tough.
It is. Anyways, it includes a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Landslide, and her new song with the Chainsmokers is on there. It's called This Feeling. So that's exciting. And then Thomas Rhett, he's going to be going over the border into Canada for his Life Changes tour.
Yeah, so he's taking it up north.
That's right. He says, my fans in Canada are incredible, so I'm really excited that we'll be headed there for a couple weeks next year and get to bring all the energy of the Life Changes tour with us.
Thanks for bringing your energy, Brooke.
You're welcome.
As always.
Yes.
Even on a rainy day, Babbling Brooke providing a little bit of sunshine.
There you go.
All right. Keep Pebbles company out there.
Okay.
All right.
I'll try.
And coming up next, more of your kind of country. Also, info again on the big Clayland Rose Day giveaway, how you can win later, and so much more. All that right here on Z Country.